Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Wednesday, the WIP Afternoon Show. Another day, another episode of As the Eagles Turn. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
How about those Sixers last night?
Oh, hey, come on.
Big win against the Celtics, man. Brother
Beat
Spike.
The Celtics.
Come on, man. You got to be happy about that. Listen, 2-1 series lead in that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It's pivotal.
We got the playoff tiebreaker over the Celtics.
Right, that was pivotal, man.
Oubre with the game winner.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Did you look into his eyes?
Hell yeah.
K-9.
K-9.
K-9. Ah, yes, as the world turns with the Philadelphia Eagles. So looking forward to getting into this today.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Baseball, you hear the sarcasm in my voice. Please tell me, in baseball-related news, that we didn't lose Goldilocks in center field. Holla at your boy.
Not dead yet.
Okay.
Not dead yet.
Were you premature last night?
Well, he was premature.
Yeah.
Everyone was premature. But the good thing we got Scoops on the case.
Yes.
She kind of calmed our fears down.
Yes. We will get into the Harrison Bader stuff later. We do have just a banana show. So Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 2:30. He wasn't able to join us yesterday because he's flying back from Green Bay. So he'll be here. Then LaShawn Shady McCoy joins us at 3 o'clock. So we'll talk to Shady.
Best running back in franchise history.
Absolutely.
Now, my favorite is B. West, because no doubt the B. West is my top dog. But
of course, Saquon has an opportunity.
Can't argue Shady now is the best running back in franchise history.
Then Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Then Baldy at 4 o'clock. Then Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30.
Which is our idea.
It is a banana show. An absolutely banana show. So speaking of bananas, you wake up this morning, you go on the internet, you think about, try to see what you missed from the night before. I was up pretty late. I figured I didn't miss anything because I saw the Sixers game, did a podcast. Mm-hmm. But now you wake up and AJ was on Twitch. Oh, all right. So I want to be clear before we get into this. We have our meeting before the show. And we as a collective are tired of doing this. We as a collective. Mm-hmm. However, our job is to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the things that are of note and interest to the Philadelphia Eagles and for you, for the Philadelphia Eagles fan. And this is, unfortunately, of note. So if you missed all of it, AJ was a guest on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream last night.
You a big fan?
I'm not. Well, I'm not an anti or whatever. I'm just never on Twitch. I know a lot of people know what Twitch is, but just in case you don't, Twitch is sort of like YouTube, except everybody's playing video games on Twitch all the time. So Twitch is very, very big, and a lot of people have thousands of Twitch streamers or whatever. So that is what AJ was on. So AJ was on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream, and they were playing Madden, and Janky Rondo was asking AJ questions about what's going on. So we're going to play you three segments of the show before we tell you what we think. So here is the first segment that is of note.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though.
Jack, can you stop it for a second? The first voice you're hearing is not, I know you know what AJ sounds like, but just to clear it up, the bigger voice, the one that you hear first, is Janky Rondo, and then it is AJ, just so you're clear. All right, go ahead.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. You know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Trimmer.
Where have you been? No. You my dog. I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat to look. Everything gonna click, bro.
This show.
Oh, hey, bro. Hey, bro. No, you got chat cracking up, bro.
Awesome. How you been? Yeah, struggling, brother.
So I'll be honest, that was the first one I heard, and my reaction to that, we'll get to all three, was just like, well, that is kind of funny. It has been an S show around AJ. Okay, whatever. But then there were more clips that came out through the morning, and here is another one just about AJ when he gets the ball.
No.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, you're stupid. Let's show him some love.
Man, I said so!
Good things happen when he gets touches it. Oh! Let's show from 11 some love. Let's see how that goes. What's up, Joe? What daddy at? Oh, right there.
No!
Touchdown! Yo!
Oh my God, bro. Man, that boy dancing his ass off.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? It's been only positive.
So he said, good things happen when I get touches. And if you see... Threw a touchdown to himself. And if you see in the game that they're playing, AJ has 9 catches for like 180 yards or something like that.
And what were Devontae's numbers?
He didn't have any catches. So here is the final little clip that is of note.
I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you've got me on fantasy, get rid of me. A note specifically for Ike Reese here. So.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, just because you had him in fantasy.
No.
Like, look.
That one hit me right in the heart there.
Yeah. Look, here's my thing, because I've noticed that there seems to be like two schools of thought. One, oh, he has a point. Two, I'm mad at A.J. Brown. Why is he doing it again? You shouldn't be mad at A.J. Brown. You should be mad at the Eagles. Don't be mad at A.J. Brown. Be mad at the Eagles. If your wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend cheats on you 10 times and you let them back and they cheat again, that is on you. That is not on them. They decided not to trade him at the trade deadline. He basically repeatedly, publicly, without saying it those words, he expressed he wasn't going to be, didn't want to be here. He expressed that. He didn't do the whole TO thing. He seems like a good dude, but he was, even when he had good games, there were the posts that he wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. It was obvious to everybody he wasn't happy. And they decided that his 2 catches a game, or whatever he's getting this year, was worth risking the chaos that could ensue from having him here. There was no chance he was going to stop. We all wanted it to happen. We all thought, wouldn't it be nice if he did?
Right.
But if I made you, who are listening, bet right past the trade deadline, is something like this going to happen again? If I made you bet, if I put you on a lie detector, you would bet yes, it probably would. You would hope that it wouldn't, but you would be yes, that it probably would. So the fact is it going to derail the season? I don't know, but I know it's not good. Like, it's not good for this to come up again. It's not good for Nick Sirianni to have to answer questions about it again. Jalen Hurts is going to have to answer questions about it again. It's not good. It's not good. This isn't a positive thing, but it's not. I wouldn't be mad at him at this point. He showed you what he wanted, and the Eagles decided not to trade him. So be mad at the Eagles. I expected it. I don't think it's good for the team. I don't know if it derails what happens, but like, this is not, it should not be a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, I guess I understand some of that. I would say, is it any of his fault that there are mixed messages at times?
Oh, yeah. I'm not blaming him for... I'm not absolving him. I'm not saying that this is good and he should be able to do it.
Right.
None of that.
No, I'm just saying when I say mixed messages, that he'll say he wants to be here and he's happy here.
Oh, right.
So
right.
That lets fans believe that you want to be here and you're happy here.
Yes. I think sometimes you can say... I agree with you. Those are mixed messages. Like, and I think the truth is that he likes the city. I think he likes being on the Eagles. I don't think he likes playing with Jalen Hurts. I don't think he wants to play with Jalen Hurts anymore. Right. I think that's pretty much it. And I think, like, you can say what he says to your face and then with his actions. Mm-hmm. And to me, his actions indicated this isn't going to slow down.
Right.
You know?
No, listen. Yeah. No. I totally understand that. And I was in the camp of you keeping. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. I believe the Eagles also believe they can manage this situation to the best of their ability to get through the rest of the year. This is going to be interesting. And this is where we as a fan base, I don't know how to tell everybody how to deal with this.
Sure.
Right? We want to focus on the team and be happy the team is winning. I think it's unfair to the team when this is what we're talking about. Now, it's not that we're being unfair to the team. AJ is in part to blame for putting this out as a talking point to where this is what we're focusing on more than the team and things they could do better, but also enjoying the fact that we have a 7-2 team that's in first place. So I think this is unfair to them. Nick Sirianni's having to answer these questions
again
about AJ another week. So that's where, as a fan, I'm like I want to win this year. I think we're a better team with A.J. Brown on the team. But
yeah,
you also don't want the other stuff that comes along with it.
Not every most talented team wins because they have the most talent.
Right.
It's good to have the most talent.
Right.
But like,
but culture, cohesiveness, yes, chemistry, all those things matter. Hey, here's what I would say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you were to take Devontae's numbers from this year and give them to AJ, and we gave AJ's numbers to Devontae, what would this be like right now?
I don't know.
Well, are we talking about Devontae? Should get the ball more?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
I don't think that would be the case.
Yes,
I'm just giving you my... I just don't think that would be the case.
Yes.
AJ would be happy. Right? Because it's...
You would think.
If we're assuming that this is just about getting touches, right? Yeah. And this is where I think AJ does himself a disservice in this scenario at times, is that it comes off as being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off as you're putting your individual wants and needs above the team. If the team was 2-7, he would have 1,000% support behind him. You're 2-7. Why aren't you getting your best player or one of your best players involved more? He could help you win. The team is winning, and we're talking about this. So it's perceived that he believes him being involved more should come before anything else. Like, we could try to twist it and spin it how we want to, and then we know AJ's a good guy and his teammates like him, and it seems like everybody in the building gets along with all those things. But what we're doing is trying to ignore what is coming off as me over team. That puts the fan base in a quandary because all we preach is team success. The team is all that matters. The team is what matters most. As long as we're winning, that's what should matter the most. We love it when all the players feel the same way. The mixed messages and the mixed messaging coming now, it has people thinking, well, AJ's right. He should be involved more. But did you forget the team actually won Monday night? They're 7-2 with the best record in the NFC. But we're focused on we should get him the ball more. He's focused on he should get the ball more. That's not what we cheer for. Well, and we're now being put in a position that do we support him and what he wants? By the way, do you realize in supporting that idea, you're either not supporting the quarterback in his play, who's always under the spotlight, who's always under scrutiny, who's always being scrutinized and never complains and throws anybody under the bus, or you have a problem with the play calling. So that's where Kevin Petullo comes in, and he's like the fall guy.
Yes.
He's like the fall guy.
For everything. Right?
Like,
for
everybody everything. Wants to blame Kevin Petullo when things aren't going well. I got to tell you, Spike, I'm confused. I like AJ. I wanted him to keep. I thought it would be foolish to trade him.
He's awesome.
But if you're going to do this every week, it's going to get talked about.
Yes.
And they're going to get questioned about it. And I don't know if that's going to lead to – if they don't wind up winning the Super, how are we going to feel in the end if somehow we don't wind up winning the Super Bowl?
Which is more likely than not, by the way. Even if the Eagles are the best team in football, like if you were to look at odds are, even if they're the favorite, the odds are that somebody else will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, they could.
You'd rather have somebody beat you than you do this to yourself.
Absolutely.
100%. That's what I, as a fan, don't want to accept. That we're going to be self-inflicted and this is what we're going to do to ourselves as a team?
Because of this?
Because when we clearly have enough talent to go out and win another Super Bowl. See, everybody's okay right now because the season isn't over. But if this thing doesn't end the way we all want it to end, I seriously doubt everybody's going to be like, you know what, man? AJ was right. We should have been giving AJ the ball, this and that and the other. Because we're talking about an individual over the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be on the wrong side of history with that. It's always about the team. I can understand AJ's frustration wanting to be involved more. When your team is winning, you got to suppress all of that stuff. You got to suppress your individual wants. When a team is losing, you got a little bit more of a leg to stand on. Well, that you should be involved more.
There's the Nick Sirianni thing is sometimes you, sometimes me, always us.
Yes.
And that is not what this is.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, hey y'all, what is our record?
7-2.
I can't tell, man.
Keep the main thing the main thing, man.
Hey, man, and this one, you know, a little bit close to home. Let's touch on this. So, Jack, everybody loves Jack. Jack, the producer, but you know, he the third name on the show. So, how would bosses handle it if Jack just put a post out like, "Damn, I wish I could talk on the show more." Spike taking all the time.
Wow.
Like, amen.
Like, talks. Like, Speaking for a lot of people.
No, what I'm saying is, like,
we all got
jobs, man. Like, we all, like, you can't just go out there bashing your job. Because I know people going to call, like, we are fans and the media. We can say it. We know A.J. Brown needs the ball more. We know we need to incorporate A.J. Brown into the offense more. Like, you know, that's like 1 + 1 = 2. We know that. But it's like when he does it and he goes out here and say it, like putting it on social media, that doesn't get you the ball, bro. All that does is makes your teammates have to answer for if you're happy or not. When your coach comes on WIP, he got to answer if you're happy or not. Like, it's like, I don't know. And I know what Spike, how you talk about, oh, like if you're in a relationship and you cheat. But if we're in a relationship and we go into counseling and I'm in counseling and you're telling me I love it here, I want to do this, I want to do that. But after every counseling session, you going back out there to cheat. Well, damn. What are we doing counseling for? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
yeah.
I think A.J. Brown is a great player, and he's a great talent. And I agree, he should get the ball more. But It's like, bro, you, the way you are acting, like you going on people's streams and stuff, and you, and he know what he doing.
Yeah.
Like he know it. Mm-hmm. This ain't no nothing new. Like he ain't doing nothing like, oh, I didn't know I was being recorded. And when you go to the media and you talk, stand doing what you said. You got all them muscles built like a damn action figure. All that talking, be a man. Say, I want the football. Don't say WIP, the media, fans. Like, be a man. Stand on what the hell you said. Because I'm tired of this dude. Every time they call him out or he talking, it's always the media trying to spin what he said. Boo, you said it. We ain't spinning nothing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, either you want to win games and you want to get stats. I don't even want to bring up the receivers from the other teams and all that. Like, we know the great receivers in the league, the Jeffersons, the A.J. Browns, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say is I guarantee you some of those guys, Justin Jefferson, he probably wish he had some of what A.J. Brown was going through right now, because that dude can't win with any of his quarterbacks, right? And I don't even try to change the topic onto that. I get it. We want you to be great. We want you to get the football. But none of us, Ike, Spike, Fritz, Uncle Hugh, you know what I'm saying? None of us, Joe Giglio, we can't get you the ball. That's your quarterback and that's your coach. That's your GM. If you can't talk to them, then maybe you should tell them you need to step away from the team. And I don't want to get to that because I'm not trying to derail the season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like what you're doing is selfish, and let us do the talking for you, bro. We'll get you the football. We'll bitch. We'll complain. We'll do all that. But when you do it, it looks soft. And we don't want no sucker stuff done on this team. We try to win a championship, dog. And if you ain't with us, you against us. And right now, you looking like you against us. That's all.
Yeah. Good call, Corey.
Yeah, good call,
I mean,
Corey.
Listen.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything he said last night was inflammatory.
No, I thought most of it was funny, but yeah. it's just subtle shots, subliminal stuff.
Yeah. Like that's what it is, and it leads you to believe he's feeling a certain way versus what's happening. You want everybody to be happy that the team is winning. No one's saying you're satisfied you only scored 10 points, but does it need to be pointed out every time things don't go your way? Like, seriously, if we do this every game, like, well, I wouldn't be happy either. We only scored 14 points, or he only had 3 catches. Like, the team won. It's like, I get it. Like, we get it. We understand it. You should get the ball more. I don't know. Devontae called 4 passes.
Right, right.
You called 2.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Like, it's not like somebody went out there and had 9 or 10 catches at your expense, is what I'm saying.
Well, and the other thing is, nothing can happen now. To Corey's point, it's not going to help him get the ball. He can't get traded until the offseason. Like, at this point, it's just doing it for the sake of doing it.
And listen, I'm going to say this. Is as long as they are winning, ultimately, nobody's going to care that you didn't get 8 catches for 120 yards. I'm just telling you. As long as they're winning, that's all fans truly care about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He got you on your fantasy team, and we could be one of my favorite players. I got your jersey, all that type of stuff. My son got A.J. Brown jersey. A.J. Brown fans. None of that supersedes the team's success. It just doesn't. That's like complaining that Jalen doesn't throw for 300 yards. Well, if he throws for a buck 80 or 200, nobody's going to care as long as they're still winning. They just won a Super Bowl. They just won a Super Bowl. Think about this, Mike. They just won a Super Bowl. And this is this doesn't minimize AJ's greatness as a player. But what it does minimize is his significance. He feels he has to have an impact on their winning for them to ultimately win. They just won a Super Bowl running the ball without AJ being a dominant player. I just witnessed that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I just witnessed that. So the idea that we can only be successful if he gets the ball
is not
false.
True. Yeah, it doesn't
they
add up.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I don't know what else to do about that. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. Like, sure, I wanted to get the ball because I think he's a dominant player and all of that, but you can't tell me his individual success is directly predicated on team's overall success is directly impacted by his individual success. Well, no. That's what I was trying to say. The team's overall success. He's sure he contributes, but this is a team from an offensive standpoint that wins in a multitude of ways. They don't rely on one person to do it.
And they're 7-2 with him having the worst season of his career after winning the Super Bowl. So, all right. 215-592-9494.
And we're AJ fans.
Love AJ.
But I'm just saying, like, the idea that we can't win. They just won a Super Bowl with his lowest output, and he missed four games last year.
Yes.
Those are the facts.
They also had the best offensive game of the year without him playing, for what it's worth.
Last week or 2 weeks ago.
Against the Giants. It's like, not for nothing.
Those are things you can't argue against.
Devontae Smith's having the best season of his career. Not for nothing.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us next, along with some spicy back and forths with Coach Sirianni and the media today.
Yeah, he's starting to wear down, Coach.
Yeah. Poor Coach.
Welcome to Philly.
More gray in that beard.
Yeah.
By the day.
Yeah, he's starting to wear him down, man.
Yeah, he's gonna have that president aging. You know, that happens to presidents. Right, it's gonna happen to Coach Sirianni. All right, we'll talk about that with you next, as well as Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed.
That's that Me Against the World album, man.
That's the one.
Yeah, Yesterday Was Lord Knows. That's the Me Against the World album, man.
I'm about to check out Me Against the World.
Yeah, man. It's his best one.
This is like, you know.
Yes.
It's got a little rhythm to it.
Yeah.
I like when he starts rapping fast, too. It really, you know. He starts spitting, you know what I mean? Like Busta, right?
All right, there it is.
All right.
Twister.
There it is.
Oh, you added that.
The Twitter question
get
is...
Get your boys, Spike.
Yeah, well, get they're not my boys. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded A.J. Brown? 78.9% say no.
No, yeah.
21.1% say yes.
But this offseason.
Well, my point being, if this bothers you, like, you should be mad at the Eagles because you should have known this was going to happen. Of course it was going to happen. We all knew it was going to happen. He projected that it was going to happen. It's always happened. To bet that it's not going to happen. If you didn't want this to happen, they should have just traded him. Don't be mad at him. Be mad at the Eagles. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. What's up, Elliot?
How you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Always, you know, always fun talking to AJ.
Yeah.
It was a fun press conference, too.
Yeah. Yes. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
What do you think of his, you've heard all the clips from his Twitch stream with the janky Rondo?
Well, apparently, my new competition for Insider of the Year, I would think, too.
We're helping out janky Rondo.
Yeah. I think, my ranking's going to take a hit to janky Rondo.
For multiple reasons.
Is being considered.
For multiple reasons.
Multiple reasons.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that with AJ, I would say that it's no surprise that this happened. It's a surprise how it happened. I wouldn't have predicted 1:30 in the morning on a Twitch for, like, the next time. But we all just have to accept AJ wants the ball when it's supposed to come his way. He's not backing down from this. He's not going to, I think, be quiet about it. But I think he's felt this way for a really long time. I think right now it has crescendoed to a point where no matter whatever AJ says right now is going to be looked at and scrutinized and broken down to like the nth degree, right? I thought what he said last night is actually true. It's not been a good year for him professionally. It just hasn't been. He's not getting the ball. He's been hurt. There's been trade rumors. Every time he talks, it's a big deal. So he's right. It's not been a good year professionally for him. He's also right that if he's on fantasy, you probably should trade him because he's not going to put up big numbers the rest of the year. If it's been this way for nine games, I don't think it's going to change the rest of the way. There might be times where he does, but if the defense prioritizes taking him away in the passing game, Devontae is going to keep getting the ball. That's what's going to happen. So to me, it is a distraction in the way that Nick's going to be asked about it. Jalen's going to be asked about it. Devontae will probably be asked about it. AJ might not even talk today because it's like such a distraction. Who knows? But they've been dealing with this for a long time. I think they can win with AJ. I don't think they have to trade AJ. It just is, this is what it's going to be. But maybe this just is what it is when you have a receiver like AJ.
I don't know. I don't see this coming out of winning teams.
The Eagles are a winning team.
No, aside from the Eagles.
Yeah.
Aside from the Eagles, I don't see it coming out of winning teams. I really don't.
I'm trying to think of what other winning team has a receiver as good as AJ, though.
Well, forget about as good as. Let's take, because AJ's got,
or in that class.
Well, like, AJ's got 30 catches this year. So as good as is nice. Catching the ball is nicer.
So can I push back on that a little bit? Like, I agree with you. His production is obviously not good. This is what it's all about. They have to get him the ball more. They're doing a poor job getting the ball. But I do think he is still helping the team in the way that, like that Devontae touchdown, he pulls the safety, and so Devontae's. And but the reason I'm making it is he is still a very helpful part of the team.
I'm not saying he's not.
No, I know you're not. Yeah, but yeah. I don't think his numbers are indicative of how important he is to the Eagles.
That's fine.
That's the only point I'm making.
We don't see T. Higgins outperforming Jamar Chase because Jamar Chase gets so much attention that T. Higgins gets all the touches, right? Like,
yeah, I think Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are better at throwing the ball.
Joe Burrow hasn't been in there this year.
Yeah, it's Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I'm talking big picture, but yes, you are correct. Yeah.
But the other point is, like, a top receiver on a good team. I don't see a top receiver on a good team doing this. I agree with that. What he said is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I also agree that it's possible it doesn't derail anything. But I also agree that, like, if you want to win the Super Bowl, adding this is, like, unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to your coach. He knows what's going to happen.
So the only thing that I push back, because I agree with a lot of what you're saying, too, but the thing I push back on internally is they have won the Super Bowl exactly like this. I don't think it is probably 20% worse than it normally is, right? Because I think it's heightened and everything. But AJ being upset about not getting the ball is not a new thing. This happened last year as well. Remember the passing game comment? And they went and won the Super Bowl. And like, Devontae wants the ball. Dallas wants the ball. Saquon wants the ball. The difference is AJ's bad at hiding it. But I think all the players feel the same way. He's just the worst at hiding it.
Sure, but
all the players feel what way?
I think all the players, like, I think Devontae probably not. Now, this year he's getting the ball a ton, but I think both AJ and Devontae over the past year and a half have not gotten the ball as much as they want. Dallas Goedert, I don't think, has gotten the ball as much as he
wants. Not gotten the ball as much as they want. They won a championship. There's multiple mouths to feed on that side of the ball. So if one of them gets the ball as much as they want, the other ones clearly can't get the ball as much as they want.
Right, I agree. But I'm saying I think individually, they all want the ball more. That's what it is to be a receiver and a skill player. You want the ball.
But it's more than that. It's not about wanting the ball. It's handling not getting the ball.
This isn't about wanting
the ball.
I agree with you.
This
AJ's
is about
handling
not getting the ball.
Yeah.
So when we talk about all the other players, when they don't get the ball, they don't handle not getting the ball this way. Let's not twist this into something that AJ just wants to compete and he just wants the ball.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
No, but it feels that way. It feels that way because they all want the ball, and it's really about when you don't get the ball, how do you handle it? And the team is winning. How do you handle it? That's what this is about. Devontae came out as a top 10 pick and a Heisman Trophy winner that was here before AJ. Devontae has gracefully accepted the role of being the quote unquote number two mm-hmm. guy, even though he's drafted in a slot where number one guys get drafted. That's where he got drafted, in a slot where number one receivers get drafted. He's gracefully accepted his role as the quote-unquote number two guy all these years and has never complained about it. Never complained about it. So Dallas Goedert, who was going into free agency, wants a big contract playing with these guys. He's not getting the ball as much. Mm-hmm. Never complain about it. Saquon Barkley, offensive line not doing a great job blocking for him this year. Don't hear him saying anything about the offensive line. I don't hear him complaining. See, all the other guys are about, we're working to get this thing fixed. Everybody's pushing and pulling in the same direction. Team-oriented stuff. That's what this is about. This is about one guy who seemingly is about individual stats versus the team success. Let's stop tiptoeing and sugarcoating this thing by bringing other guys into this. Because everybody else on the team isn't handling this the same way.
So, I feel... That's what I said. You just said it more eloquently. I think they all want the ball. AJ handles it the worst. Okay. And AJ brings it upon himself. The point I'm making is okay. I think AJ handles it poorly, but I think Devontae, Dallas, and Saquon probably feel a lot of the same way AJ feels.
How could Devontae feel the same way AJ feels?
Because last year, because it's exactly your point. Devontae was drafted at the top 10 pick. He's paid like kind of a number one receiver. But he's not in the top 100. He's never near in the league in the top of targets. He probably feels internally he should be getting the ball more than he is, just like AJ does. Saquon has no right to feel that way, obviously, because he got a ton of touches. Dallas Goedert was basically almost traded because he wasn't touching the ball as much, and now he is getting it more. So I'm not saying that
Dallas Goedert doesn't get the ball that often,
right? But what I'm saying, I think they all feel the way AJ feels. AJ just lets it be known. That's the difference, and that's the flaw that AJ is doing.
I think you guys are agreeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we agree.
No. I don't agree because I don't agree that the other guys have the same emotional feelings that AJ Brown has right now. That's what it sounds like Elliot is saying. That's different than saying everybody wants the ball.
Okay, all right.
No,
all right.
AJ feels slighted because he's not getting the ball and he's offended by it. You're telling me everybody else feels that way too?
So maybe not to the degree AJ does.
Right. But I think it's unfair to them to try to throw them in there in that same boat and say they feel the same way.
But I also think it's unfair that AJ sometimes gets painted as the only one that feels this way.
Well, he's the
like Devontae.
No, it's not
after
about him feeling that way. He's the only one who voices it and expresses
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Correct.
That's why this circumstance is the way that it is around him,
right?
Because if Saquon were to have had this type of feeling and said this, do you think it would not be a story?
Oh, it'd be a way bigger story, I think.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying, though, he's coming off 2,000 yards rushing.
Right.
And should have been the MVP last year. So if he said that, it would be a story. My point is that they are handling this with a team-first mindset.
I agree.
And I don't think that's what AJ is doing. That's the point that I'm making.
Yeah,
I think
understand.
It's unfair to them to say that they all feel the same way, and I don't think they all feel that same way.
Right.
Yes, I understand.
You see what I'm saying now?
I understand the difference in what you're saying. All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, what do you have to talk about?
Oh, come on, man. We got to get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Is that Philly formation?
Yeah, everyone calls it that.
Yeah.
All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly formation contest. You're shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me. We'll talk about AJ Brown. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse. Plus, gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Barnaby's in Havertown for the $10 Miller Lite and Jameson Shot Special with their Barnaby's Cheesesteak. Or visit Stinger's Waterfront in Ridley Park for their $10 special with their famous Stinger's Fries.
Delco.
Yeah. Stinger's Waterfront in Delco.
Yeah, cuz.
That's Barnaby's in Havertown and Stinger's Waterfront in Ridley Park. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Just my last point on this, because I want to talk about the press conference, because I think that was good, too. You said they can win a Super Bowl because they did win a Super Bowl with it like this. I don't know that they can, for sure. And they've shown that while this happens, they can. But to think that you succeed with a bad situation in one way, and then you can repeat and do it again is like if you're driving your car and you get to zero on your gas and you get home anyway, you get 10 miles left on fumes, and you're like, I could do this every time. I can guarantee you if you keep trying to do it that way.
Well, it's like saying they could win the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback again because they did it before.
Right.
And I don't agree with that. Like, I get your point.
Yeah.
I just think, I personally believe the AJ situation is a lot more manageable than maybe it feels to the broader public. Yeah. I think they can handle it. I think they think so too. Yeah, there are going to be times where things like this happen. Right now, it's super heightened. So every time he does it, and he should stop doing it, it feels like a bigger and bigger deal. But I don't think this is like a TO situation or something where it will derail them. I think they can be very successful with this exact current version of AJ. That's the point I'm making.
Sure. Well, here's the thing. And this current version of AJ is not the featured receiver in the offense.
Agreed.
But as long as everybody understands.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. The other guy is playing as the number one wide receiver.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
If more plays are called for AJ and the defense is paying attention. No, I'm asking. If more plays are called for AJ and the defense pays more attention to AJ, but the number two has more numbers, does that make him the number one? Like, I do think AJ is still the top priority in the passing game.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right.
And here's why I tell you it does. The number one receivers get more attention every week, every year.
On every team. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still get their numbers.
Agreed. Yeah. They have to do a better job getting the ball to AJ. I agree with you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do we want Jalen to force the ball to AJ?
No.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
So do we not trust that the quarterback is seeing something that we aren't seeing and he's not going to put the ball in harm's way?
I don't think Jalen's going to put the ball in harm's way.
See, what we do is that we automatically go to it's the quarterback. It's not getting, I'm not saying this is what you're doing. Mm. I'm just saying the perception is that it's everyone else but AJ.
Yeah, like, I think AJ could play better.
When people talk about physical talent and getting open and number one wide receiver and all those type of things, well, I don't know. AJ was the number one wide receiver since he's been here. Didn't stop him from getting yards all the other years.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting the same attention, right? All the other years. Didn't stop him. So I'm just wondering, are we missing what is right in front of us that whether, I don't know, is he the same player? Unless you want to tell me the quarterback is deliberately not throwing him the ball. It doesn't make sense.
I agree. It doesn't make sense.
He's not going to not give him the ball at the expense of losing.
Yeah.
When he's the one who's going to ultimately be blamed when the team loses. Speaking of the quarterback, I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
So AJ is there in this. Oh, he's going to get AJ the ball.
It's certainly possible. He is just not playing that well.
That's all I'm saying.
The last thing for the press conference.
The team is not going to say that, and I don't expect them to. They're going to always show the most confidence that they have in AJ.
Yeah.
My point is that why is it so much harder this year than it's been other years?
I think if they trade AJ in the offseason, a large part of it will be because they don't feel he's as effective as a player as he used to be. And part of it will be the off-the-field stuff. But if he was Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson doing these exact same twitches, he would not be traded. So I think if they move him, it will be because of an internal feeling he's not the same guy on the field. That would be my guess.
And that's all. I'm not saying that's what it is, but we act like that isn't a possibility or something.
Right.
Like, we look forward to blame everybody else. And I'm like, well, he's been the number one guy. He's been getting double coverage. Jalen forced him the ball in years past. He got numbers. Like, I don't know how to explain why he's not getting the ball.
Well, yeah, because if the job of the number one wide receiver was just to let the number two wide receiver get the most catches.
They would never be the number one wide receiver.
And it would be that way everywhere.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, so, all right. So, real quick, on the Sirianni press conference.
Maybe the most tense press conference I've been to under Nick.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
To watch.
It was awesome.
It was awkward to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Before we get to, because a lot of it was about the fourth down play, the decision to not punt, which he didn't even acknowledge in the game after. He was talking about a field goal. I want to get this before we get to the press conference. You tweeted last night, here is what happened on the fourth down play.
Yes.
Sirianni decided to go for it. A play was called. They were always going to go for it. They weren't going to try to get them to jump off sides or anything like that. Once the play is called, the routes that are run are based off the coverage they see. Hurts, AJ, etc. adjust based on what they see. On that play, either Hurts or AJ both saw coverage that made them want to throw it deep, so they went deep. This isn't changing the play or even really calling it audible. It's running the play as called and using adjustments set up within the play based on coverage.
Yes.
So before Nick Sirianni said essentially that thing this morning, and during the press conference, you tweeted that.
Correct.
My question was that your opinion or was that informed?
That was informed speculation. Okay. Not even speculation. That is what happened.
Okay. All right.
Right. In your opinion or?
No, that is what happened.
Whoa. I understand.
Yes, it is informed. I was told that's what happens.
Okay,
that's
man.
What you
want
to hear.
That's
yes,
what
that's what.
No, well, we
okay.
Give you
no, like, okay. I appreciate
you. We're not getting
trust
up
me.
On you. We're not getting on. This is a team.
I'm
we're a
sure
team.
I need the credit. I haven't been listening to the power rankings because I know I'm not doing well.
You're
but
doing
I'm sure.
Fine.
I, no, it's all right.
Yeah. Now
but,
tell me again what happened.
Well, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, so, it's a big, yeah. It's a long tweet. It's
well,
a long tweet.
Okay, so
let me go read it.
Yeah,
well, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you pay for Twitter extra.
Some people were guessing
Twitter Plus.
Yeah, some people were guessing that maybe they were going to spike the ball, and Jalen and AJ decided to go against that. And
they were
throw
not
it.
Going to do that.
Yeah. So Elliot says that is not the case. There was also speculation that Jalen chained and AJ changed the play. Elliot is saying that is not what
yeah.
happened. He
yes.
went up there. They saw the coverages. They decided that was the right thing, and that's what they did.
You,
that's what you're saying.
You're buying yes. that. You believe that?
I 100% believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Well, there
why
was,
did Devontae say what he said?
Because I think what Devontae says was 1 and 11 decided to run that route. Like 1 and 11 did their thing. They like so it's not an audible. Like it's really a semantics game. The play that if Jalen and AJ didn't see anything and just ran the play that was called. It wouldn't. I don't believe it would have been a deep route. It would not have been a deep route. But based off of what they saw, they went with that. So I would not refer. I would not consider that an audible or going rogue. I would consider that playing the play based off the defense that they saw.
Yes.
And so I think when Devontae says that, he says that's what they were doing.
Okay. Well, I actually like Tanner's explanation last night a little better, which kind of leads itself into what you're saying, which is the defensive back was playing the coverage a certain way. So they go up there. If he's playing inside, then that kind of, which meaning he's taking away the slant
right.
from you.
Do you do that?
You run the go route there because
yeah. yeah.
that's where he's giving you the free release to. If he's playing you outside stack, he's giving you sort of that inside release. That's where you take the slant. 4th and 6, most defensive backs should be protecting the inside because that's an mm-hmm. easier throw to make on 4th and 6. The tougher throw to make is deep. So if you're telling me that was a check with me at the line of scrimmage,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
that type of thing, I buy that.
Yeah, yeah.
I buy that. It was a pass play called on 4th down.
Right. Yeah.
And the route was sort of an option route.
They were going for it and they were throwing
yes,
the ball.
Yes, they were throwing it. Yes.
yes.
That was clear.
Right.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Here is the tense back and forth with.
You need a better throw, honestly. A little bit better.
If it
throw.
Was a better throw, it's a touchdown.
He threw it on the outside.
But yeah. also.
AJ could have fought for
if you,
it.
If you fight
more.
For it, you may get a PI.
Yeah, agreed.
You may
he could have ran into the defender.
Yeah.
Here is Nick and Jeff McClain. They're back and forth.
Can you square this up, though? Because there's been a couple players who have indicated that that it was a Jalen and AJ communication that led to that.
I knew exactly what the play was that we were calling, and that was run in that moment.
So they didn't check?
I knew exactly what the play was in that moment, what we called, and what was
I
and what
the greater
issue
is why in the first 59 minutes was AJ never targeted beyond.
Are you in a, were we in a debate? Or is that
I think that's a fair question to ask.
What's the question?
Why wasn't AJ targeted beyond the first two drives, and it took until that moment for you guys to throw to him deep?
Yeah, you know, again, games. If you look at the game and how the game went, you know, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that, for different reasons, don't. For instance, Smitty's touchdown. That play is going to AJ. They took it away, and he threw it over the top.
All right, so is that just Jeff, or is that where Kempski jumped
so,
in?
So
no, it's not. It's,
I thought it was Kempski at the middle there. It was Jeff, beginning Tim McManus.
Okay, so Tim McManus asked the first question, then Jeff McClain.
Correct.
Okay.
Tim asked the first two questions, and I think that third one. Jeff jumps in about why he's not getting the ball.
All right, so there's another one, too. Oh, man. There's even more. Okay, we have to... can you
wrong?
Stay with us for Shady? Because,
sure.
you know...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll hang through
we
Shady.
We think Shady's
coming. We got Shady coming. Come on, yeah. Shady's calling.
Yeah, Shady's calling. LeSean McCoy joins us next. Look, we can ask Shady about AJ. That'll be fun, too.
I'm sure we will.
Shady's actually got a gala for his foundation, which is coming up. It's actually in Los Angeles, but it's the night before Eagles-Chargers. So if you're going out to the game, you could go to this the night before. We'll talk about that with Shady next. Also, all of this, also with you. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.